This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendo. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair, the hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
All right, welcome back to the Corporation Nation. I'm Clint Richardson, your host, and with me today is Deanna Spingola of Spingola.com and, of course, of RBN fame, a host in the daytime from 11 to 1 p.m. Central Time. I wanted to read you guys an article that came out today on Yahoo News that, you know, the way it's reported, it's funny the way they report things in the news, because they report the most interesting and frightening facts as if they're just secondhand. Yeah, we'll just throw it in there because, you know, it doesn't really, it's not that important. It's just that the fact that it's going to be this way in 5 years. So listen to this. It says, at the University of North Dakota, one of the country's largest collegiate flight schools, they're flying something different, drones. By 2018, just 5 years from now, the FAA projects, now listen to this, folks, by 2018, the FAA projects that 7,500 drones or unmanned aircraft could be flying in U.S. airspace. And the university hopes to be supplying many of their pilots. And this is the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences. Apparently, drone piloting is one of the fastest growing new majors in college.
It says the newly.
That's horrible. All commercially licensed pilots. They can earn as much as $120,000 a year, depending on the position. Of course, most of those are going to be taxpayer-funded positions. So, but, you know, here's the important part, because, again, just sort of matter-of-factly, it just happens to mention that the FAA projects that 75,000 drones or unmanned aircraft could be flying in U.S. airspace. Folks, we were worried when it was just one that a sheriff's department was using here not too long ago. This is saying 7,500. 7,500. Now, keep in mind that at any one time, there's approximately 5,000 to 6,000 commercial flights going on and some other military flights. But, I mean, that's more than the actual average at one time, anyway, the average of commercial flights in a day over the United States. So this is not only just a frightening thing, but it's also going to create a whole new jurisdiction, a whole new airspace, a whole new set of rules. And
Well, you have to consider that they're probably going to do in this country what they use drones for in the Middle East, and we know what that entails.
Well, and that's the frightening part, and maybe, you know, we should start paying attention to such things as rendition, the fact that everybody in America is an enemy of the state according to U.S. code. You know, maybe we should start paying attention to that, because remember, the state, and when we're talking about the protection of the national security, we're really talking about Washington, D.C., or the continuity of the federal central government, more specifically the central bank, which is part of the central government. So we really have to start remembering that we are all enemies of the state, or at least potential enemies of the state, if you want to interpret that particular part of U.S. code differently. But remember, we're dealing with a foreign corporation that we're talking about when we're talking about the United States, and its continuity and the protection of it is against us, not for us, the people. So, yeah, this is a frightening statement, to say the least. Can you imagine, Deanna, that what you just said would be the case, where the drone strikes will go and take out domestic terrorists, drug dealers, people who are growing non-Monsanto corn, that type of thing?
Sure. I think that probably if you look at everything that the United States military, the United States government has been involved with, every country that they've been involved with, serves as a model for what they will eventually do here. For instance, in Vietnam, if you look at what the kinds of things that they did in Vietnam, let's go back even further. Let's go back to the Spanish-American War. During that time, the U.S. military used the Filipinos to vaccinate. They used vaccines that had been on the shelf that were kind of old, smallpox particularly, but they went over there and they decided to use that as guinea pigs. The Filipino population were used as guinea pigs for the vaccines, and then soon after that, then of course you had vaccines a long time before that. I mean, we're talking back in Thomas Jefferson's day. They actually had vaccines, but they used it on a population that was a model population. And, and then you come forward and you think about, the Vietnam War, any other war, and what they do in those countries, they ultimately will do that here.
I agree. And again, a big part of that has been the constant momentum and the constant effort to pull people out of their state of being a natural man and into this false sense of being citizens of this foreign corporation, thus giving up all rights. And actually, what's really bizarre about that concept is that it actually grants consent to such things as the biological weapons program, where it says that you, the population, can be tested upon, that the government can deleteriously alter the environment through any means, by any type of research or agriculture or anything else, medical. The sure. the reasons are literally unlimited. They don't need a reason. In other words, when the reasons are so general and broad over the full spectrum, that really is a way of saying, well, we don't need a reason. We can test anything we want on you. And if you don't understand that, please go read U.S. Code, or you can watch my vaccine documentary that covers this in totem. you guys got to understand that these programs are not to protect us, even though it seems that that's what they say in the code. It literally gives them exemption to test biological weapons on the population. That includes vaccines, in my humble opinion.
Exactly.
So,
or even if you look at camps, they started putting people in camps. Even before the so-called Civil War, when you had the indigenous population, when they wanted the land that the people were living on, they just simply moved them further west and isolated them in some desert area. And they did the same thing in the Philippines. They had concentration camps where they would put the bulk of the people so that they couldn't interact with the people who were opposing the invaders. And when you look at camps, look at the camps that they had in Vietnam. They did the same thing there. They did the same thing, when you look at Eisenhower's death camps in Germany.
Absolutely.
FEMA camps is nothing new.
It's just now they're FEMA.
They've been handed over to FEMA.
Hey, we're taking a break, so we'll be right back. Save that thought.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think.
All right,
you can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think.
Oh, Deanna, we are in such a mess, aren't we? I mean, it's so hard to sit here and talk about this stuff and realize... realize the issue and try to control the anger that it produces, and then to realize that we've been conditioned and programmed from birth, as long as I can remember, to be, well, to hold the doctrine of nonviolence, to have nonviolent response, which in nature doesn't exist. I mean, the only time that you have a nonviolent world is in the minds of men. It's amazing that we can allow such horrific things to be happening to us and our families, and sit here and actually believe in and promote what we call a nonviolent society. This concept is probably one of my biggest pet peeves out there. And, you know, I'm not talking about going in and starting to, you know, bash heads in and get out your guns and do all this, although that is, believe it or not, what the Second Amendment really is for, is to protect the right to do just that. However, we have sunk to a level where we will actually give up our children because someone in a government badge or government identification says that they need to take our children. We have sunk to the level where we watch as our skies get sprayed. We watch as whole communities get decimated by the banking industry and by foreclosure. And we just sit and we watch it happen, and we talk about Gandhi, and we talk about all these things. And yet never in history and never in nature does this concept of nonviolence actually exist. It's such a frustration of mine. And again, I'm not calling for bloodshed or anything like that. I mean, to me, violence doesn't necessarily mean physical contact. It can be anything from suing to, you know, restraining, to doing your duty as a citizen and arresting people that you know are committing fraud or harming other people. I mean, that is what I'm talking about. And this is something that has been ingrained out of us.
Certainly. Well, and on purpose also. And you mentioned Gandhi, when in fact Gandhi worked for the British. And his dogma was to not be violent, and so the British could do whatever they wanted to the people in India, and the same thing, of course, has happened here. We are supposed to be nonviolent. We're supposed, and I don't believe in violence. I do believe in opposition, though, and I think those are two entirely different things. But the big problem is that there's such a small minority of the people who actually notice what is going on. Certainly, there's a lot of people who say there's something wrong. They just can't put their finger on it. They know that the economy stinks. They know that they've lost their job. They know that the government has outsourced all of the production to other countries. But they don't think it's deliberate. They somehow think, well, it's those stupid Democrats or the stupid Republicans, because as you said earlier, people think they have to have an enemy. They have to have somebody that they can blame. But you have to blame the right people. You have to understand what is actually going on. And of course, people don't easily do that because they listen to the media, which is completely controlled. Mm. Totally controlled.
Controlled and outright owned, again, through stock. I mean, it's a...
Sure.
It's not a... There's no free media whatsoever. Now I have to call you out, though, because this is the thing. I continuously hear the phrase, you know, I don't believe in violence. Well, when you say that, what do you mean? Because everywhere you look in nature, everything is violent. It is what nature is. And so when you say you don't believe in violence, what does that mean?
Okay. I believe in opposition. I believe in protecting myself against bodily harm. I have a loaded gun in a drawer next to my side of the bed. I do believe in protecting yourself, because you have a right to do that. Biblically, you have a right to protect yourself, your family, your property, period. And well, if then- that if that means violence, then you have a right to do that. But,
so the question I guess I have for you is, and for everybody for that matter, is at what point, because, you know, we talked to earlier about how, you know, how do you get rid of the concept of individualism, the bourgeoisie, if you will, and at some point you have to understand and you have to comprehend that, yeah, it's okay to, of course, defend your personal space. But when the threat is an international organization, when the threat is coming in through the very government, it's actually being promoted and even legislated through your own government. At what point do you sort of leave your personal space and become a champion of all people and which includes your personal family and everything else? At what point, I guess what I'm asking is, at what point do we recognize that carrying a gun and protecting yourself or claiming self-protection or self-defense is not enough, that the threat still exists and our individual personal protection does not protect or do anything against this massive threat
exactly.
and thing that's literally killing us and literally exactly. harming us in every way possible? This is where I get a little confused.
Sure. I mean, you're not going to go out and shoot at airplanes that happen to be spraying chemtrails all over the neighborhood. But what kind of opposition can you raise when there are so many people that don't even know that this stuff is going on?
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Why would you not, and this is purely a speculative inquiry,
mm-hmm.
why would you not shoot at an airplane that is spraying your sky?
Well, first of all, the people in that plane probably have no idea. They may have no idea that what they are doing is negative or harmful. They have probably been told that this is something that's going to, people are really ignorant, especially when it comes to earning money. And when they're getting paid to do something, sometimes they don't ask exactly why they're doing it or if it's hurting anyone. So I think that when we are directing our attention to those that are actually responsible, it doesn't necessarily include like the cop that lives next door to me or the person who is giving a vaccine to a child. These people do a lot of things without any thought whatsoever that they might be harming someone.
So it's a participatory, I'm saying that right, communitarian effort where you have a bunch of people who are just, as Lenin again stated, useful idiots. People in this country supporting communism in that country, supporting the Bolshevik Revolution. I mean, it's a tough subject that no one wants to really, you know, get into, because I think we've been conditioned to be afraid of talking about it. And that's a shame, because that's history. I mean, all history is violent. So anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do?
All right, folks, welcome back.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden?
There it is. All right. So, you know, I just wanted to add, Deanna, and maybe get your take on this because, you know, as someone who more so than myself has actually researched into history and taken a look, a hard look at the realities of history. And again, it's a very violent, violent history. I mean, would it be a true statement for me to say that it is the people, this class, race, blood, whatever you want to call it, it is this people who operate basically outside of the law through violent and covet means, they are the ones that are in control, and it is because of their willingness to use violence for the wrong reasons that is the case. And it is also very much dependent on those who are the victims of that violence, however that violence is espoused. It is the victims, which is the majority of people on earth, of that violence. The fact that they are nonviolent in return is the very reason that those people are in power.
Exactly. And we talked about the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, the reason that they were so successful there is because they had already gotten the people to give up their weapons. Now, in this country, communism was allowed to come in very subtly. Trotsky believed that you should be very, very subtle, while Lenin believed in taking out the guns and shooting up everybody. And so in this country, they've come in very, very subtly, over time, incrementally making changes. And as long as the American public retains their right to weapons, to the Second Amendment, then we can respond in a different way than they did in Russia. However, there are still too many people that have no idea that violence is being done against them, because you mentioned already vaccines and all the other things. These are very subtle acts of violence that harm us, that kill us, that maim us, that get rid of us.
Well, they make us profitable commodities, because then we seek treatment by the very same companies that harm us. I mean, for God's sake, Monsanto used to make what? Agent Orange and all those horrible things.
Sure.
Now they make food? They create food? I mean, what are we thinking by supporting such a ridiculous scheme? I just want to say, I grew up in the video game generation. That is my generation, and I it's gone from 64K to massive, massive gigabytes of information being put in front of us as simulations of war, simulations of violence, simulations of sex, simulations of all these things. And I truly believe that a big part of that effort has been to desensitize us to many things,
sure,
especially violence. But in this case, when I look at the video that was presented on this thing about the drones, I see a bunch of kids, a bunch of nerdy kids that obviously have an interest in flying drones because they have been flying drones their whole life.
Sure. Well, it's the Pentagon and the entertainment industry teamed up together to create those exact games in order to produce the kind of people who will want to operate these drones remotely.
And I can attest to that, being from the industry. Trust me that is a true statement. Again, I would sit and talk to some of the script writers who would be very upset that their scripts would be altered to include pro-government, pro-military, pro-homeland security. And you'll see these outrageous lines in movies that have nothing to do with anything, and they're so out in left field. Well, Homeland Security, they're doing their best without the proper funding. That kind of statement in a movie, and it's like, or a game, and it's painful to actually see how that industry and video games, believe it or not, video game industry, which is one of the reasons I pursued my career in it, is because video games can make 200, 300 times more money than a movie. And this is why video games are so, I mean, there's such an effort to produce them and so much money that goes into them, so much advertising. And they reach a lot more people. That's the honest truth. From children to adults. So it's a scary concept to realize. Let me say this too. I'm sorry, folks, but if you believe that it is the Second Amendment that gives you the right to bear arms, you are so sadly mistaken.
Exactly.
The arms are there to protect you, your family, and your natural rights. That the Second Amendment has nothing to do with your right to carry arms. It is just a statement reflecting that right. It has nothing to do with creating the right. That right has been there since those arms were spears and arrows, you know, bows and arrows. It has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. Your right to carry those arms are to protect you, your family, your community, nothing else. It does not come from a piece of paper, folks. And that's probably the greatest meme, the greatest fallacy that we have when it comes to these listed Bill of Rights. A bill, of course, is well, I'll just let people look that up themselves. Anyway, Deanna, where can people buy your books?
They can purchase them from Amazon. I still have hard copies of book two, but Amazon is probably the best place. Or there are other venues. American Free Press carries it. And the Barnes Review carries my book. So there are places to purchase it. And from what I understand about Amazon, they may not be carrying books that question the Holocaust any longer, or books that make negative statements or things like that against the Jews. So who knows how long Amazon will be carrying them.
You know, speaking of that, I was speaking to I went out to visit Dr. H. Sherratt, and we were having a conversation about a lot of that stuff. And he put forward a thought in my mind that I had never considered before. And he said, "Well, I mean, you know, keep in mind he was a big part of the Mormon Church before he woke up to what was going on behind the scenes." And he said something very interesting. He said, "You know, there was a big." Of course, the Mormon Church was the original purchaser of Israel bonds to support Israel and everything. There's all kinds of quotes I could read you from all the presidents, and they even believe, you know, that they're part of the lost tribes. They each get assigned to a basically a tribe. What he said just floored me. It just shook my very soul, because he said, you know, the reason that the International Zionism, International Jewry came out and vehemently opposed the church, the Mormon church, from doing what they call baptisms for the dead.
Oh, yes.
Was simply because the Mormon church, without thinking apparently, was requesting the death records of all of these people who supposedly died in the Holocaust. And that would mean that the records would become public. And that would mean, of course, that it would show that, for one thing, there weren't 6 million people to die, and second, it would show the massive transfer of Jews over into, of course, Palestine. Where do you think those people came from to make up Israel? So the whole purpose of that, and the opposition to that by this by Israel, who's holding on to those records, was simply because those records would have to be released into the public.
Right. Oh, it had nothing whatsoever to do with religiousness or anything like that. It was all because, well, they can't prove any of that. And all of that would need to be proven.
Jeez, I mean, that's a huge, huge realization.
They also retired the German records from being used. They used to have something called the IGI, which had a lot of the microfiche from German civil records.
Sure.
And that was also retired.
Ay, ay, ay. Pretty soon they'll say no Red Cross records either. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. Last segment, we'll take a call or two. Deanna Spingle.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-888-8888. 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
Chaos theory, hurricane control, advanced clouds, massive ionospheric heaters, storm-absorbing supergels, nanoscale weather machines. All of these technologies exist in some form today.
Look, Mummy, there's no plane up in the sky.
Goodbye, blue sky. Goodbye, blue sky. Goodbye.
All right, folks, welcome back. Just love that song. Had to
yeah.
Let it play.
Yeah, that is nice. Goodbye, blue sky.
Yeah, nice. Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
Well, Deanna, I want to thank you for coming on today. You know, it's like I said, I've always wanted to have you on with me and do a little role reversal, and definitely worth it. Do you want to take some calls?
Sure.
Or is there anything else you want to hit before we do?
No, we can take some calls. Take some
All
calls.
Right. Well, let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you, Clint, and what an unexpected pleasure to find the two of you together on this show tonight. a little earlier, I think you were playing Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood episode, weren't you?
Yeah, that was the wisdom of Mr. Rogers. Some might say creepy, others might say brilliant.
Creepy. Yeah, creepy.
Kind of foreshadower of things to come, unfortunately, I would suggest. You, Clint, earlier you teased the listeners with the United States Code that gave them the right to do everything they want to you under any pretense of schemes they can concoct to cover their stories for why they're doing it, generally the national security. I thought I'd maybe help you out a little bit there. That's 10 United States Code 2358, affectionately known as the Strom Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961.
Or Strom Thurmond. That's certainly one of them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, Strom Thurmond was, in fact, the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan before he stepped down after it was discovered to keep his high position on the Hill. Of course, and it has an evil twin sister that's State Department Bulletin Pamphlet number 7277, Freedom from War, which put America under U.N. control.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, I also recommend, of course, the War Powers Act and the Trading with the Enemies Act and, you know, it goes on and on. The biological weapons section is probably my worst nightmare when I read that. I'm just, it's really, really frightening what they claim, the powers they claim to have over us. And it's simply because, again, we accept citizenship. We accept the benefits, and therefore we must enjoy all of the punishments and pains and everything else that comes with those benefits. It's just so frustrating for me.
Indeed, it is an evil scheme they play on the American people to deceive us, as the great deceiver sends them here to do for us, to us.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I know you got lots of callers lined up. I'll leave you with the one thing. I think it was Stalin. It might have been Lenin that said that religion is the opium of the masses.
That was Marx.
Marx. My apologies. I can't keep my communists straight.
Well, there's so many of them, it's hard to do.
Well, you're right about that. That does make it difficult to get it. But thank you, too, for giving us the great pleasure of enjoying both of your intellectual minds and journalage abilities on this show tonight.
Well, thank you for calling, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Absolutely. I still have to get used to, I guess, being in the limelight, the spotlight, whatever we call this on radio, and being quoted, that sort of thing, is always seems kind of bizarre to me. So I'm still getting used to all that. Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, are you there?
Hey, my two favorite radio hosts.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Deanna, I recently heard, believe it or not, National Propaganda Radio, last week or the week before, the anus, infamous, nefarious, sinister Rob Emanuel. I'm sure he celebrates Christmas every year, right?
And, no. He's the guy that lights up the menorah on the White House lawn. At least he was when he was back there in Washington. I don't know what he does at Christmas time here.
Well, he'll probably have a golden throne to sit on for himself now, but some guy, Serrano or something like that, NPR, who was indicted for some sort of embezzlement. This guy had a whole line of charter schools for which he is the master, organizer or executor of. He had been endowed with over $100 million, and he was being indicted. And gosh, I heard it that one day on the evening repeat, and then it just disappeared from the radio waves.
What's the connection to Rahm Emanuel?
Well, this guy Serrano, Uno, it was called Uno, something like United Neighborhood Organization. Yeah, this guy was Rob Emanuel's buddy, campaign manager or fundraiser. I suppose when he was maybe slated for the to be installed as the mayor. And the other question I got is Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago, okay, Volume 2, where he names the entities who organized and administered the Gulag. And it states here, this is, of course, the Synagogue of Satan. I'm inaugurating what I'm going to call now on the Synagogue of Satan sermons. And this brief sermon is where he identifies Aaron Soltz, Yaakov Rapoport, Lazar Kogan, Mott V. Berman, Ginrich Yagoda, Naftali Frankel, all six are Jews. And I was wondering, even though Solzhenitsyn won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1970, it doesn't differentiate what sect of Judaism these people, the organizers of the Gulag came from. Was Solzhenitsyn aware of that? Was Solzhenitsyn Jewish himself?
No.
I'm kind of curious.
No, he was Russian. And
okay.
As far as what sect, are you talking about religious sect?
Yeah, like there's Sabbateans, there's Sephardic, Khazar,
well,
Ashkenazis.
Right, but those aren't sects. Those are just determine categories of that determine where people came from. Like Sephardic,
think of
Spain.
Oh.
Or Ashkenazi would be the Khazars. But as far as sect, most of the people that were in Russia were Ashkenazi.
And I got to ask you, the word Nazi, what's
Nazi
the...
Nazi was never used by the Germans themselves. It was something that they were called because it's kind of a negative word.
A slang,
they never
okay.
referred to them. Themselves as Nazis.
Kind of like how they call guns firearms. Firearms, firearms. While he's growing up, it was a gun. And suddenly, I guess...
The term firearm is the same as an artificial person. It's a legal construct assigned to the gun because the government obviously can't regulate guns, but they can regulate the legal... fiction of guns, which is called firearms, sort of like it can't regulate you, but it can regulate your legal fiction, which is your name and your estate. So that's where the concept of firearm, and if you read the definition of firearm, it has nothing to do with sidearms. That brings us to the end. Fred, thanks for the call, and again, thanks to Deanna. Why don't you probably preaching to the choir, but why don't you give out your websites again there, Deanna?
SpingolaSpeaks.info and Spingola.com.
All right. Well, I thank you, and it's been a pleasure to, again, roll reverse with you tonight.
Yes, it's been lovely. Thank you for asking me on.
You got it. All right, folks, take care. Join me tomorrow for my weekly guest, Mr. Freeman Burt. Take care, folks.
With financial uncertainty.